music videos have been replaced, perhaps by music films. And one of the true innovators in the field is filmmaker Khalil Joseph. He created beautiful and rather surreal music videos for musicians like Flying Lotus, FKA Twigs, Arcade Fire, and Kendrick Lamar. Most recently, he was part of the filmmaking vision for Beyoncé's Lemonade. Khalil is being featured in Atlanta next week as part of Liquid Blackness, a research project on blackness and aesthetics at Georgia State University, which hosts the public film series. We have Liquid Blackness coordinator and Georgia State professor Alessandro Regno here to talk about this series and Khalil's work. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. On the Liquid Blackness website, this complex and extremely interesting sentence from Henry Elam: it remains exceedingly attractive and possible in this post-black, post-soul age of black cultural traffic to love black cool and not love black people. Could you explain that sentence in more everyday terms?
Well, scholar Harry Elam is talking about the fact that in our contemporary culture, blackness is encountered very easily. We all have access to black music, we have access to black fashion, and a lot of other cultural traits. And yet, those seem to be somehow independent from people. We can wear blackness, we can talk about it, we can feel it, and at the same time, that does not translate into an ethical commitment about caring and truly loving and protecting black people.
So if we could step back for a moment, what you describe as blackness, that's a social, psychological, or sociological term. We're talking about aspects of black culture, of black life. What is blackness?
Well, this is an incredibly complicated question, but one that is absolutely necessary to address at the same time. So blackness is a way, when we say blackness, we're trying to think about a quality that comes out of black culture, black lives, and their contribution to mainstream American culture. But at the same time, we want to consider it on its own.
So it's also identity, a component?
Absolutely. But blackness somehow exceeds a person's identity. It's the one thing that goes beyond even the person's control.
I see. And liquid blackness?
Well, liquid is trying to describe the capacity for this blackness to move independently from black people so that it can be encountered even in absence of black people. It's a quality of culture, it's a certain aspect of cool, it's a certain aspect of sometimes heightened feelings, eroticized encounters, affect, all of these kind of qualities that just exceed people as people.
And what was the origin of this series?
Well, this series is just the fourth in a number of events that Liquid Blackness has organized. And we, in part, is connected to previous research projects. So Khalil Joseph comes out of a lineage of African-American filmmakers that are very interested in questions of black aesthetics. And so we have been following this lineage, which began with the LA Rebellion filmmakers from the 70s and 80s and 90s, through to a study of Passing Through, this film about jazz and the jazz ensemble, and then eventually through Arthur Jaffa, who was the cinematographer for Daughters of the Dust, which is a film that has influenced Lemonade, the aesthetics of Lemonade, and then to Khalil Joseph. But the specific reason was one of the aesthetic qualities of the film, which he described, we describe as holding blackness in suspension. And it's a very difficult thing to pinpoint, but there is something surreal and magical and very vulnerable about Khalil Joseph films, while we also see black bodies moving in unexpected ways, in sublime, beautiful ways. And so he has a way of keeping the black body safe and creating environments where violence happens, but it doesn't destroy the body, it doesn't destroy the spirit, it doesn't destroy black creativity. So we call that holding blackness in suspension.
So Khalil was inspired by filmmakers you've studied before in this series?
Yes.
Okay. Something I came across in the preparation that I found fascinating was a comment or a critical assessment of Khalil Joseph's work, particularly the music video. A music video really can be just like an infomercial or a marketing tool, but rather than just put dancers in the background, he sort of takes the lyrics and the mood and the feel of the music as a point of departure for visual imagery.
Absolutely.
So he's bringing a real filmmaker's point of view to something that is, a popularly consumed music video.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons, calling the music videos somehow, right, it's restrictive, even though that's the genre within which he works. But in this sense, he was also influenced by Terrence Malick. He had a way to work with him. By Andrei Tarkovsky. So these are, sometimes they're considered transcendental filmmakers. They're filmmakers that really invest a tremendous amount of work on the quality of the image, what we call surreal qualities of the image, not technically speaking, but there is something magical about it. Again, sense of suspension, sense of mystery of life that just intrudes in quotidian gestures and moments.
I read that that Khalil Joseph sort of immersed himself in Japanese cinema as a start of self-education, that after he saw Good Will Hunting and decided, well, if these two guys, if Matt Damon and Ben Affleck were in their 20s and they could write a film, create a film that becomes a classic. Hey, why can't he become a filmmaker? And you mentioned Terrence Malick. There are a lot of eclectic influences, or I guess I should say diverse influences in his work. How did you first come across his work?
Well, actually, this is kind of in keeping with the spirit of the Liquid Blackness group, whereby we really try to think and make decisions collectively. In this specific case, Khalil Joseph was someone that one of my advisees at the time was studying and writing about, Lauren Kramer. She's now finished and she's at Pace in New York City, but she's coming back for the symposium to talk about his work. And so As much as Liquid Blackness puts in place some kind of a framework to think about contemporary culture, then my own students or Liquid Blackness members bring me specific objects that I didn't think about at all. And so that enriches our vocabulary one more time.
Speaking of vocabulary, in prep, I had a glossary that was provided and I thought, wow, this is going to be complicated, but the glossary was very helpful that was provided. And like other filmmakers you have highlighted in past symposiums through Liquid Blackness, Khalil addresses sensitometry in his work. Would you talk about that? Define sensitometry.
Absolutely. So this began with the research on Larry Clark's film Passing Through, 1977, which is a film that is inspired by the free-form structure of free jazz. So it's a very improvisational film. They're really trying to translate that music into images, sometimes abstract images. Larry Clark at the time was conducting experiments to figure out what film stock would it be best to use to shoot scenes that were obviously happening in dark places, you know, nightclubs where the jazz ensemble plays. And so that would be still very sensitive to recording different skin tones, dark skin tones. So sensitometry is the ability for film stock to be sensitive to light and skin tone. And Larry Clark conducted these experiments, and then eventually he ended up using Fujifilm imported from Japan, because the Japanese were dealing already with different skin tones. Like it was more nuanced.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed him to make an absolutely fantastic film, beautiful, beautiful to watch. At the same time he was conducting these experiments, he was working also with Julie Dash, who ended up directing Daughters of the Dust. And her cinematographer was Hart Jaffa. That film, again, stands as one of the most incredibly shot and beautifully looking films to this day. He had, as he described, black women in white dresses on the beach. In terms of lighting, that's a tremendous challenge. And the film is beautiful. And that's the quality that then Beyoncé tried to reproduce in Lemonade in some of the scenes. And then Hart Jaffa, again, worked with Khalil Joseph. And so this is a very strict lineage of people that are really thinking hard about making black skin look beautiful.
And something that, you know, the public at large just would have no awareness. I mean, not because of insensitivity, but I mean, I don't think of, you know, a fraction of the technical aspects of filmmaking when I watch a movie. And yet this has a profound impact in the presentation, in the visual presentation, which affects the perception of black people on screen.
Absolutely. I mean, visual nuances are absolutely crucial to understand other nuances as well.
Beyoncé's Lemonade was an extraordinary work, and one that was able to merit criticism from scholars like bell hooks. One reason it was extraordinary was how so many prominent black figures were united for this project, from athletes to actors to models to mothers whose sons have been tragically killed in police incidents. How did Khalil's vision affect that project, affect Beyoncé's Lemonade?
This is a phenomenal question, but I don't have the answer for it. And the reason is that Khalil has been incredibly reserved about his own creative contribution. And it's a question that we all ask. In many ways, I mean, as we watch the film personally, after having spent some time with Khalil's work, I mean, his influence is obvious. It seems that, for example, in some of the ways the camera never ceases to move, it creates even tiny, tiny movements. Sometimes it's the zoom lens, but they create a sense of vibrancy throughout the entire mise-en-scene, the entire image. To me, that's something that I've seen him do in his work. But however, it's something that about his integrity as an artist that we are, in a sense, we have to respect his own reservation about putting forward exactly his contribution.
Do you think he'll talk about it next week?
We are hoping. I'm sure he'll be asked. He will be asked.
Talking with Professor Alessandro Regno on City Lights from WABE. We'll be back after a short break.
Thank you. he held my hand. Daddy liked his whiskey with his tea. And we rode motorcycles, blackjack, classic vinyl. Tough girl is what I had to be. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister.
You are listening to City Lights on 90.1 and WABE.org. I'm Lois Reitzis here with you and Georgia State University Professor Alessandro Regno, the coordinator of the project Liquid Blackness. I think it's interesting that music videos are becoming part of a broader film culture. And one of Khalil's films won in the shorts category at Sundance. But then other installation work went on tour with Kanye West and Kendrick Lamar. What does that mean more broadly about film and how we think about it?
Well, Khalil, I think, is a very interesting artist because he has been able to really fluidly move from the gallery space to the concert stage to the Vimeo page, in the sense that a lot of his work is available on the internet. And I think part of it is indicative of his commitment to really expansive possibilities, you know, expressing one's vision in an expansive way, which can be encountered in many different ways, many different sites. It also challenged us, for example, as scholars, to think about visual culture more in general, right? Without being limited to specific genres, as if, just like we were saying earlier, as if music video only belonged to popular culture. It doesn't anymore. And so much of music video now is influenced by canonical film history and art cinema, especially. I mean, that has occurred with Kanye West as well and his video Runaway, for example. Mm-hmm. So these hybrid forms are actually, they're challenging, but they're also, I think they speak to the liquidity that my research group is trying to analyze or attend to at the same time.
Well, this raises another question. From seeing these shorter pieces, do you ever muse what a feature-length film from Khalil would be like?
That is a fantastic question. I do. I wonder. At the same time, I wonder whether this format is really comfortable for him, because in a sense, the shorter pieces can produce this high concept and really emphatic and intense works. Even his installation in MoCA last year in LA, I don't believe goes beyond 30 minutes. So even though there is a lot of material, it's a two-channel installation, two large screens. So he had a lot of material, but at the same time, I think he's comfortable with like slightly shorter formats.
Was that the piece or the installation that was like a V with two screens, and
that
the
is
viewer
exactly
stood in the middle, so you were literally surrounded by the streets, the images.
Yes, yes, that's the one.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
We would love to bring it to Atlanta.
Good luck.
I
hope you get to. And thinking about how much of his work is accessible, you mentioned, you know, not only in the shorts, but the Vimeos and internet access. What do you think that means for filmmakers in terms of financing themselves, but also on the principle of art accessible for everyone?
Well, I think that the accessibility of art, right, this is a fairly recent choice that a lot of artists are making, and I believe it is very empowering, and it's one of the reasons that we decided to bring Khalil to our campus. I mean, the students can see his films, but that does not diminish the interest in meeting the artist. So it's a way of making the art accessible, but it doesn't, I think it's commenting to the fact that art doesn't have to be exclusive to be high quality. Mm. Then maybe those, you know, those criteria that we used to hold so dear are no longer the ones that really define the artistic achievement. And so the excitement about his visit is really palpable, and that shows that.
It sounds like it, and I know there are other speakers and various aspects of the event. We'll have a link on our website. Professor Alessandra Regno is the coordinator of Liquid Blackness. She is in the communications department at Georgia State University. Their screenings and symposium next week is called Holding Blackness in Suspension, the film of Khalil Joseph. It's free to the public on Georgia State's campus next Thursday and Friday. Khalil Joseph will be giving a Q&A following a screening of his works. That's Thursday in the Kopleff Recital Hall. Professor Regno, thank you again.
Thank you for having me.